doctor you can trust.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're launching here at hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris in Michigan, going once. Chris.
You.
You are there, sir.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Chris in Michigan, you're on. Going once. Going twice.
Hello?
You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes, Earth I can. Chris. Thank you.
Here you are. Go ahead.
Good, John. Is the suicide topic from earlier still relevant?
Sure. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
Outstanding. Good to go. I'll predicate this. I'm a physician, but I'm a pathologist, so I spend most of my days down in the basement with my microscope and some slides.
What is a pathologist? What is that?
Pathogens.
Pathologists. Yeah. They run the gamut from medical examiners to physicians like myself who examine tissue slides, tissue samples under the microscope to determine what pathology might be going on with any particular patient.
Okay, that doesn't really help me very much, but because I don't really know what a pathology
is. It's like
is.
Study of disease, right? Or is
study
that too
disease,
simplified?
Exactly.
Okay. That makes
right.
sense. Okay.
Right. So, if somebody has a biopsy and they send it somewhere, I'm the guy who looks at it.
Understood. So what were your thoughts?
Right. My thoughts are, and I hope no one else has brought this up since then. I mean, when it came to a vote in Oregon back a number of years on physician-assisted suicide, everyone thought, you know, the sky is falling. We'd see all of, hundreds of thousands of people lining up to put an end to their lives, and it never materialized. And it's been done well. It was well thought out. Individuals have, along with their physicians, there's a time limit set whereby they have to repeatedly come back and meet with their physician and see how the progress is going.
So they can't just walk into a doctor's office and say, "Doc, I want to die today." You can't do that.
No, of course not. Not at all. Which goes exactly to the letter that you had received, or however that correspondence from the other physician, you know, to weed out the individuals, you know, the categories that he saw as people who would eventually come to their senses, you know, whatever malady was wrong with them, if it was a psychological issue, overcome it, and be able to move on with their lives and be productive citizens, which is good to go. People do have terminal illness, by all means, you know, and I'm a proponent of that, just as I'm a proponent with anything, any substance that will relieve people's pain. You know, someone shouldn't have to suffer, by all means.
So, absolutely. I think it's barbaric.
But the choice is theirs. It's not to make. And my advice to people who are worried about that is, you know, consult with your lawyer. Have yourself a living will so that and make sure that your family knows about it and your primary care physician knows about it. That way you're covered in the event of something happening to you. Your decisions and your wishes will be made clear to the state and to your physician.
All good advice. I think it's barbaric for people to stop others from ending their own lives. If they're in a terminal state of illness, if they're in pain, they should have the right to make those decisions for themselves. And I think it's awful that anybody would oppose such things. And I'm glad you called tonight. Any other thoughts for us?
Yes, I did have a thought. Maybe you can answer it. What would be... I agree with a lot of what I hear on your show. And obviously, I'm not in a position to take a formal stance of activism. Well, I guess I could, but I have a lot to lose.
Okay.
What can citizens, citizens like myself, professionals and things like that do to contribute to the cause without, you know, I certainly don't want to lose my license.
Oh yeah, yeah. You want to be able to help out the activist movement without actually putting yourself on the line, and it's something that has been.
Or I'd like to do some activism too that wouldn't put me at odds necessarily with the law.
Well, one of the safe ways to do activism is to do politics, but that's not even necessarily safe because then you're still playing in the realm of the political class, and if they decide they don't like you for whatever reason, they can still come after you. So if you really want to be safe and keep your head down below water, there are ways that you can help out.
I think,
simply speaking out is a big thing.
I say withdraw
your moral support from the violent institutions, you know, which is essential. Yeah, speak to your friends and family, but you can also attend protests. It's theoretically still completely legal to express yourself in this country, right? And so you do that to the fullest extent that you can, and those sorts of things, you know, most sane people will still come to your defense and say you are allowed to speak your mind, however outrageous your opinions might be. You know, outrageous being a, you know, relative thing, of course. But I think that's the first thing that everyone does. I mean, we all have our comfort level. We all have we have things to lose. We have reasons why we don't necessarily go out on the limb to the extent that, say, someone like a Lauren Canario goes or something like that. And that's understandable. We all have to find our comfort level, and you might find your comfort level expanding it over time.
That's true.
But one of the things that we should all get to, I think every single person should get to the point where they feel like they can express themselves honestly and openly about what they really believe. And that's if we don't all do that to the fullest extent that we can, we're going to lose that as well. I mean, you're going to be under threat of violence just for expressing yourself. If you don't stand up in Judge Burke's courtroom, you will be punished, and you are going to be punished for expressing yourself. For if you say, I do not approve of this court, I don't respect this court, you will be punished for saying that, effectively. It's essentially what you're saying when you don't stand in his courtroom. And so, to me, that's something that, there's things that we should stand up for, and freedom of speech has to be, you know, number one on that list.
I like where you say take it by speaking out and talking about liberty with people that you know. That's a really great thing. But maybe he's not ready to go to a protest and be seen and actually be visible in this movement. And there are ways that you can be completely anonymous and completely invisible and still be a big help to the activist movement, specifically here in New Hampshire. And, of course, I'm talking about the CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. It's a brand new fund that's been set up to allow people in your position, Chris, who may have a lot to lose, who may have a career that's very valuable, and they've spent a lot of time, and they just don't feel as though they can come out of the closet as a liberty-minded person. You can take a little bit of money and send it over to cdevolution.org, and they're going to take that money and pass it on to the people that are doing the sitting in the courtroom, the people that are putting it on the line, the people that are taking a risk, possibly facing arrest for doing civil disobedience. And if you don't want to get behind the cdevolution.org, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. You can send $3 a month via PayPal or any major credit card to this show, and we'll keep talking about liberty, and we'll get on more radio stations and tell more people about freedom. And so that's one of the other ways you can leverage your money. Of course, there are a variety of liberty-oriented websites and organizations out there that I'm sure would be absolutely happy to take your money from you, but obviously we're promoting the ones that we're most in favor toward, and that would be the Free Talk Live AMP program, cdevolution.org, and I'm sure Dale will take a few bucks over on his site at anarchyinyourhead.com. Maybe you could buy a T-shirt.
Outstanding. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, Chris. 800-259-9231. And $3 a month isn't a lot, especially for a doctor. $3 a month isn't a lot, but it makes a difference because when, as we do with Free Talk Live, we've got about 550 people right now contributing to the AMP program. When you have 100 or 500 people giving $3 a month, then it becomes a little more significant. Then it becomes something that we can do something with. We can buy some advertising, we can promote this show and get on more stations, and that's going to result in more people coming across the ideas of liberty and more people discovering other media like anarchyinyourhead.com or like Free Minds TV or like the Obscure Truth Network. So some of our friends and affiliated shows that we like to promote on this show, that just gives more people more exposure and brings more people into the fold. And of course, the more you listen to and read those particular sources, the more ideas you'll be exposed to. And like you say, Dale, maybe you'll start slowly coming along that continuum of taking step by step, working toward becoming a more visible activist and feeling more comfortable with your viewpoint to the point where you're ready to express it to others, and you get better at communicating it to others over time.
Right. Now, you know, it seems like when you think about some like the Cato Institute or one of these think tanks, can you imagine giving $3 a month to them and what a pointless endeavor that would be? I mean, it would just $3 a month would just be such a drop in the bucket there, whereas $3 a month on Free Talk Live,
well, a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. How many new people has Cato reached in the last month? as compared to Free Talk Live. I don't know. I guess they get spots on Fox News and things like that, so that might get some viewers. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
You're walking down the aisles of the grocery store, innocently minding your own business when your eye is drawn to the marketing on every package. Low carb, fat free, heart healthy, organic, no sugar added. It's hard to ignore these messages from the fronts of all those packages. They're designed to get your attention. Don't succumb so easily. Not until you've checked out the label on the back. The box may say light, but that doesn't mean it's light by the standards of someone trying to lose weight. The truth is, while manufacturers cannot lie to you about the nutrition facts or ingredients in their products, they can easily mislead you. Understanding a nutrition label is really pretty easy if you know what you're looking for. And scour the product label for all the information you need to make an informed decision. It's the difference between success and failure on your path to weight loss. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at Free...
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include updates, so you get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. .freetalklive.com. Coming up here in March, Nashua, New Hampshire's Crown Plaza Hotel is where You Wanna Be, from March 5th through the 8th. It's going to be the 2009 Liberty Forum. It's put on by the Free State Project. It's a once-a-year event, probably the biggest liberty-oriented convention you've ever been to. And that's what it is, basically a convention-style atmosphere, all taking place, the entire weekend pretty much taking place in one hotel. Lots of speakers, which, by the way, the schedule, the early schedule, has been announced at this point. The speakers have been lined up, people like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He is a huge wrestling superstar, and he's a hell of a nice guy, and a liberty-minded dude, and a Free State Project member. He'll be speaking there. Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. I believe she's going to be opening Sunday. I think she's going to be speaking Sunday or Saturday morning. I should really pull up the schedule before I make those statements. But I'm a huge fan of Dr. Ruart, and I recommend her book highly. She's going to be there, so I really look forward to meeting her, hopefully getting her on the show. And a whole bunch of other speakers are going to be there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision from over the summertime in 2008. He made a lot of news, and he's going to be there. Plus, he's a Free State Project member. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. His walk is done. Spent 200-plus days walking across the country from Oregon to New Hampshire. He'll be there talking about his experience, and that, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. And there's so many other names here. I don't have time to go through them all. But you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can get the full list of speakers. You can take a look at the schedule, and you can get registered. And I would point out that apparently the registration, the early bird discount, is no longer available. So I believe that went away when they posted the schedule up there. So at this point, you will have to pay full price. However, you can still save yourself 10% by using our discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Now, you can buy the whole weekend, or you can just buy a one-day pass. So maybe you can't make it up here for the entire Liberty Forum. You can only come up for a Saturday or something like that. You can segment, you can a la carte, essentially, the purchases here. So you can really customize this to be an experience that would work best for you. So looking forward to the forum, looking forward to meeting a lot of you, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the forum, and it was a lot of fun last year. I'm expecting it to be another good time. Dale, I think you said you're coming out this time?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, that's going to be cool. And are you going to have a table?
No.
Okay. So, but if you want to get a T-shirt from Dale, you just have to talk to him.
Yeah, just talk to me, and I'll have some with me. I just won't have a table. I won't be sitting at a table all weekend.
It looks like it's actually going to run a little longer this year than it did last year. I guess they just have that much more going on this time. There are more speakers this time, and so they just couldn't pack it all in. You're going to have to make some choices. I mean, do you want to go and see Pete Ayer from Bureaucrash, or do you want to come to the media panel? That's going to be a tough choice for people, because Free Talk Live will be, moderating the media panel.
We're directly across from Pete Ayer.
We're competing with Pete Ayer and David Berglund, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate.
I think I better go to the media panels myself. I like Pete Ayer, too. That's really tough.
Yeah, he's a cool
guy. I've read Berglund's book, and I was just talking to Pete on the telephone today. So unfair.
Well, anyway, so you're going to have tough choices to make as an attendee sometimes at some of the, but then other times it's not going to be really a tough choice, like Mark Stevens or the homeschooling panel. Well, I don't have kids, and so Mark Stevens, easy choice.
I'm interested in the homeschooling.
And Dr. Mary Ruart will be opening up things on Sunday morning. She is the opening speaker there, so I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out for the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll see you there early March in Nashua, New Hampshire. Let's talk about the UK and their teeth. You might have heard things about people in Britain and their teeth.
Nothing good, generally.
Yeah, you don't ever hear good things about that. Well, why? Why don't you ever hear good things about teeth in Britain? Well, it's because the government handles dental care. It's because in Great Britain, in the UK, the state is your dentist. Okay, they actually have dentists, but they're all working for the National Health Care Program. It's a socialized dental program.
That explains a lot.
It does. And here in America, we've got great dental care because the dental business is not as heavily regulated as the regular doctor business. If you want to go into the realm of health care, being a veterinarian and being a dentist, I think, are two of the best areas to do it, because it's just, from my understanding, it's not as highly regulated. And of course, less regulations means less barriers to entry. Less regulations means lower operating costs. Fewer. Damn it.
Dentists always seem to be offering these perks to get you to come to their office, like free whitening, or, you know, discounts on things that are extra and above, you know,
they're very
fixing your cavities. You know, they seem to want to, you know, give you this little extra things that are not absolutely essential that you might like, mm-hmm. you know, so that you'll come to their, you know, get services from them.
There are a lot of varieties out there. Some of them advertise as sedation dentistry because there are people that are scared of going to the dentist from having some drill guy with a drill back when they were kids 20 or 30 years ago.
You mean dentists are drugging people up for dental?
They are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are getting doped up to go into the dental chair. And that's what some of them specialize in, is come here and we'll put you out and you won't even know what happened to you. So there's a lot of competition in the dental field, but not in Great Britain. In Great Britain, it's all one-size-fits-all dental care, and there are waiting queues. And if you've got a toothache and you need to pull your tooth, well, some people will just reach in there with a pair of pliers in Great Britain. It's really awful. So what's the solution? Well, obviously, turning it over to the marketplace would be an easy solution, but the bureaucrats will never do that. They are in control, and they are not going to let go of that control. So according to BBC Radio, the story here, it might be a good place for a stag party or a cheap weekend away, but would you go all the way to Hungary just to get your teeth seen to? One company reckons it's the answer to shelling out hundreds or even thousands of pounds on treatment in the UK. The Hungarian dentist travel company is spending the next week touring the country with a tent as their consultation room. Their first stop is a farm in Lincoln where the company is based. Patient Malcolm Bramble said, if I had a tooth implant, it would cost £2,100 privately in Lincoln. So apparently you still can get private treatment, but they're so overwhelmed with people and there's so few of them, they're very expensive. He says, I'm with the NHS, National Health Service, but they don't do implants here. I'm here to see how much it would cost if I went to Hungary. The dental services in the UK are awful, he said. It's even worse in Lincoln. Going back a year ago, there were queues outside dentists, hundreds and hundreds of people waiting for dentists. This is typical of government programs.
Yeah, we've been told, what was the gentleman's name that wrote the Little Brother book?
Cory Doctorow.
Cory Doctorow. Yeah, and we were told by him that everything's great. You just walk right in, they take care of you, zip, zip, zip. He was talking about his...
talking about health care, I think.
Yeah, he was talking about health care, but we talked about... I asked him specifically, well, what about these stories I've read of people pulling their teeth out with pliers in Great Britain because the dentistry is so bad? And he's like, well, you know, hasn't been my experience.
You know,
crazy.
Something to note about that, like when they talk about places that have socialized health care, if you talk to the majority of the population, they think it's fine. Well, most people aren't having health problems, most of them are nothing serious. It's the people who have serious health problems, something unusual, and those are the people that end up waiting sometimes too long to get treated.
Exactly. They'll wait too long, the cancer grows too large, the tumor expands, and people die, and they make decisions about who gets to live and die. And so if they die, you don't get to interview that person. More coming up here. We'll tell you more about the British teeth situation. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams, get a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Oh, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL for the offer code at coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. They have marital aids and lingerie and all kinds of stuff, and it's delivered to you discreetly and quickly.
So I hear.
AdamEve.com.
All right. 50% off. Use the code FTL.
Of course.
In Free Talk Live.
Yes.
All right. 800-259-9231. Teeth in Great Britain. Not in such great shape, and that's because the government is in charge of giving people dental care. As the BBC News is reporting, Radio News is reporting, one man says this is a man who's been spending a lot of money on private care in Great Britain, because apparently private care is available, but it's very expensive. And who knows what the various different reasons for that are. Odds are very good that the market is very restricted as far as getting into the private care business, because the government doesn't want to be upstaged. So there's probably very, very little competition.
Or it's like public schools where people say, well, you know, I'm already paying in taxes for this dental care. I don't want to pay for it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same excuse that people use with private schools, even though they know their kids are going to get a superior education in the private school.
Yeah.
You know, they humans don't want to pay for things twice. It makes perfectly good sense. So then they try to work within the system, because that's what they've been told to do, and
right.
The system isn't working, and it takes a long time for things. So finally, when they go to a real dentist, a dentist that isn't a government dentist, coercive dentist,
mm-hmm.
Well, then they've got a big problem and require a great deal of attention, and that's why the dentists that are private are probably making a great deal of money.
Well, yeah, and it's probably fairly difficult to become a private dentist in the UK simply because the government just doesn't want the competition. They just don't want the marketplace providing those services. But yet at the same time, I guarantee you the government guys are going to the private dentist. Just like how the government people here in America tend to send their kids to private schools. They'll talk a good game about how they love public schools and how important public education is. But then you see them sending their kids to the private schools. So clearly they know where the real good education is as compared to what the government's offering. So I imagine a similar situation in the UK where, oh, well, you know, we're better, so we're going to go to the private dentist. And so the dental care in the private market is very expensive. That may have to do with regulations. Who knows what all the factors are? Maybe somebody who's in the UK can call in and enlighten us a bit here. But I imagine there's very little competition. However, the marketplace is an amazing thing. And people in search of profit are willing to really go through, to jump through some hoops in order to provide people with products and services. And the innovation is still there if it's allowed to some extent. And apparently, a Hungarian company has stepped in to the British marketplace and is offering essentially vacation dental trips. So let me get back into the story here from the BBC Radio. The inflatable tent is blue and white and looks a bit like an indoor bouncy castle. Dentist Dr. Frank Kahneman said, "Today we're only making estimates for patients. They need bridges, crowns, dental surgery, bone graft, those treatments. The consultation will cost you £15. And once you've checked out the dentist, the dentist will discuss options for going to Hungary for the treatment." Gavin Burrow told Newsbeat, "I'm here to sort my teeth out. I need 3 crowns, an extraction of my wisdom tooth, and gum treatment."
Good Lord, he's in bad shape.
When asked why he hasn't gone to an NHS dentist, he said, "Because I can't find one nowhere. No one will have me." Now, why is that?
But isn't dental care a right in Britain?
It is, but it's only if you wait long enough and manage to find a doctor who has an opening.
This goes back to the whole, you know, resources appearing out of thin air because it's been mandated by law.
And the thing with government dealing with resources is that even if they write down their laws, obviously they're not going to come out of thin air, and they can do their best to provide them. And I'm sure some of the people in the government dental program really care about people's teeth, and they want to help people, so they do their best. But the problem is, it's because they're the government, they're completely isolated from the marketplace. They're isolated from market signals, the basic signals, like supply and demand. So when there's a line of people outside their front door demanding dental care, nobody can just go and
open bureaucracy
up.
They have to dig through to make the demand start to meet supply, and then
you can't just run out and open up your own dental service to provide that to supply that demand. You just can't do it because
all you have to say is dentists. It turns dentists into DMV workers. They're not motivated in the same way that they are. The reason that your dentist gives you really great service and talks to you real nice and, you know, asks about your life and all that other stuff is because he's motivated to have you come back in and refer other people.
He doesn't want you going across the street.
He knows that every time you walk in the door, cha-ching, you're worth money. Whereas these people, these people here, they're bureaucrats. They're getting paid by the hour or by the patient. In that case, and
a flat fee,
know that there's
they may be on salaries.
It's hard to say how they're getting paid, but they're not motivated in the same way.
So the story says it's one of the reasons why every appointment at this makeshift dentist surgery on a farm is taken. There are not enough NHS dentists, so people are forced to go abroad or go private, which is a lot more expensive. Hungarian dentist travel said between 25 and 30 people go to Hungary with them every year. Manager Chris Hall said that people that are being quoted 10,000, 20,000, and 30,000 pounds for treatment in this country are going across and having it done in Hungary for 68% less than it's done there. So the Hungarian dentists have jumped into the UK marketplace and said, "Hey, these private dentists here are charging you out the wazoo. Come on over. We'll make a trip out of it. You'll have a little vacation in Hungary and get your teeth fixed."
It's probably less regulations. They can do it a lot cheaper there. And
you still have to pay to get there and to stay there. However, there are flights going for as little as £10. Sandal's been to Hungary with the company before. She told Newsbeat, "The original cost I was quoted was £20,000. It was for a lot of work, and I ended up, even with my fares, only paying £8,000. So it can work out cheaper in some cases, but that's only if you have a private dentist in the UK. The British Dental Association say there are over 600 more NHS dentists in the UK compared to last year. They're also investing £200 million into the service this year. They advise against seeking...
We have a blue ribbon panel on it. We'll be taking care of this dental problem directly. Right. Don't worry. Yeah, come on. The government can't do anything right. It doesn't matter if it's the United States government, the British government, the Hungarian government, any of these governments.
Throwing more money at it won't solve it.
They don't operate under the same paradigm that we do.
They're also, they advise against seeking treatment abroad because you won't get any aftercare. Chris said that's not true. He added, it's unlikely, but if it does, then they're most welcome to come back to Hungary, but also our portable dental theater will be in the country 2 days a week.
So they're offering aftercare.
Yeah, and they're coming in with a dental theater and helping people out, and I don't know if the government's going to crack down on these guys, but as of right now, they're being allowed to operate. And
they're providing a
great.
Good service, so they probably will crack down on them. It's competition.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they don't want to be made look bad.
Makes them look bad.
And it's not hard to make the government look bad. And which is, by the way, I'd like to point out one of the most, I think, potent weapons that we in the Liberty Movement have against them. Considering we're peaceful people, we're not using violence against the state, I think one of the most potent so-called weapons we can use is laughter, and we can point out how absolutely asinine the state is, and I think it's one of the things you do so well over at anarchyinyourhead.com, Dale, is you can really show how truly absurd the state is, and if we can get more people laughing at the ludicrousness of the state, then that weakens them. It destroys their position of legitimacy in people's minds.
Their biggest weapon is not their guns. I've said this before. It's their illusions.
Mm.
You shatter their illusions, then the rest falls apart.
Absolutely. So I think that's one of the most important things that we can possibly do. And of course, the other thing is take your calls about anything. Let's go to Dr. Patrick in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. Hey. I just want to put my 2 cents in about, I'm a doctor, and
yes.
I want to put my 2 cents in about socialized medicine.
By all means.
I have a small cash practice because I just got sick of dealing with Medicare and Medicaid.
Really?
And so you can go cash. But
so wait, do you take insurance or straight cash, just cash only?
Straight cash.
All right, I want you to tell me more. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. Okay. More with Dr. Patrick here in moments. His thoughts on socialized medicine. I love it when I hear about one of these doctors that is just basically opted out of all of the governmental payment programs and even opting out of the insurance programs. We'll find out why he made those choices here in moments. And take your calls as well. We can sneak you in 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little...
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at Free Talk.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site with giveaway. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Get this program into more ears around the world. There are a variety of different ways you can help us do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get the list and see what ways are appealing to you. Most of them are completely free. That's promote.freetalklive.com as we go back to Dr. Patrick in Georgia. Dr. Patrick, who was just beginning to tell us about your thoughts on socialized medicine. You, as a medical doctor, have rejected at this point. Not a medical doctor, Mark? I'm sorry. Why are you shaking your head? Are you there?
I'm sorry. I'm a chiropractor.
Chiropractor. I'm sorry. So you've rejected you've rejected insurance. You've rejected.
Well, right. Yeah. Basically, the way the route's been going is back when insurance was good in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't that bad of a deal. But the more regulations got involved, Medicare sets the precedence, and then the insurance says, "Oh, well, Medicare's not going to pay you, so we don't have to either."
It's true.
And so every time the government does something and takes more away, the insurance follows suit because they know they can get away with it.
Yeah, interesting.
So what happened was, you know, my collections, you can average out, you see all your patients on paper, and then you take all your expenses, and you can average out how much each patient costs, and then how much you get per a visit. And I was making about $110 a visit. And by the time enough regulations went through, within 3 years, I think it was down to about $52 a visit.
I mean, wow.
It dropped in half because of certain regulations and just what they wouldn't pay anymore. So it got to the point where it's just a really silly system.
Now, hold on. A point of clarification. Were you profiting? Were you netting $110 per visit?
Or no,
that's
my cost. I mean, that's what I was billing.
That's your gross. Okay. So your costs were somewhere up.
Yeah,
okay.
Once you take taxes out, maybe, I think if you're shooting at like 25% of what you're actually collecting after all the overhead goes out with taxes, employees, and
wow,
everything else.
Wait, 25% loss. 25% was what?
25% loss goes into your pocket.
Pocket out of a dollar, if you're lucky.
Got it.
You know, that's if you're doing real well. So anyway, the numbers, the point is the more regulations, the worse it got. And what happened was a lot of doctors just, they got sick of dealing with, you know, you come in as a patient, me and you both contract on a price. You think I'm worth $100.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then some third party, 2 months later in five states away, says, no, no, you're not worth $100. You're only worth $50. Now, me and you have already contracted for this price, but some other third party that's never met you is going to decide your health care. And that gets real old, you know. And then what happens is they tell the patient, oh, your doctor's ripping you off by $50. They're charging you too much. You know what I'm saying? They go, yeah, oh, it's not customary and reasonable. And so they make you the bad guy for trying to collect the money.
Oh, gosh.
And then that's how, you know, like malpractice suits start, is when you try to collect money. And the you know, it's funny when you look at the malpractice stuff, it's always money issues. Like you try to collect from a deadbeat patient, they're the ones that sue you. You know, it's never like somebody that actually you deserve to be sued for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So anyway, a lot of doctors have just moved to cash completely, where they just threw their hands up and said, I'm only dealing with cash. You don't need all the employees to do all the paperwork. It's a good move.
Can I stop you there for just a moment? This is one of my favorite questions to ask people in the healthcare industry, is how much of their day was spent doing paperwork. You just said that you had employees that essentially it was their job to do paperwork. Can you explain to me what kind of portion of your overhead? Did you actually have an entire person or more than one person dealing with just paperwork? What kind of money was this costing you just dealing with the paperwork?
All right. I had 7 employees. 2 were on full-time paperwork, and then
wow.
1 was outsourced, where, you know, like they would – because what happens is they'll call, and you're sitting on the phone with Medicare for 30 minutes trying to get one question answered.
Yeah.
So that's 30 minutes is wasted, and you don't have any other choice. I mean, you either sit on that phone and
– Or don't get paid.
Usually,
fill out the paperwork. That's it.
They want to make the process as arduous as possible.
Rules. Not pay you, yeah. They'll stall and be like, we never got your paperwork. And you're like, I got a certified letter says that y'all picked it up this day. You got to certify everything because they'll say 3 times they lost something.
What a nightmare. It's just like dealing with any other bureaucracy. They don't want to talk to you. They have no interest in talking to you.
Right. So once they've built that kind of that apparatus where you only get 25 cents on the dollar, and that you said that was if you're lucky, then you're like, well, let's see. It was $100 for a visit back in 1992 when I started doing this, and then they whittled it down to 50. If I charge $25 per person, had just a little storefront and, you know, just took care of people myself, didn't have a receptionist or anything like that, and only took cash, if I charged $25 or $30 a visit, I'd be making what I was before.
You're not, yeah, and you don't have to see nearly as many patients. You net pretty much the same out of your pocket, and you don't have all the headaches of, you know, of all the paperwork.
Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer. So how long have you been doing this for?
About 3 years on that, the cash. But it's small. You know, I don't go full-blown because you don't have to work as hard either. You know, it's just one of those things to step outside the system. The reason I'm calling, though, was that they've always batted this around, that when you go to socialized medicine, they're not going to allow doctors like us to exist.
Mm-mm.
They're cash doctors. They will say you have to take the government's insurance, whatever they call it then, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, or whatever name they come up with it. You can't stay outside the system. If I decide to, I'm going to jail, you know.
Yeah, that's how it is in Canada right now.
That's exactly how it is. I talk to my buddies in Canada, and they have to take people if they like it or not, and they have to lose money when they take people. They get paid $12 for a visit up there.
Jeez.
You know, I mean, how do you even do that?
How do you keep the power on?
Well, you
for the government, some of them. And it was just like, you know, for that sort of stuff, there's a lot of doctors out there that are just going to throw their hands up, especially the good ones,
yep,
on cash.
That's one of the biggest problems. I mean, beyond all the inefficiencies and the lack of market signals and all the problems that you'll encounter with socialized medicine, is why would anybody want to stay in the business anymore? The
right.
good guys are going to bail out.
$12 a visit? I mean, $12 a visit, and you're keeping a receptionist on to do that? I mean, how many people do you have to see in a given day? At $12 a visit, you have to see 20 people to get $75,000 people a day for $75,000 a year net down. That doesn't talk about your space for rent. That doesn't talk about your electricity. That doesn't talk about your receptionist. I mean,
fees they get for specific things besides just a
and all the licensing
visit,
and malpractice.
Even so, you know. But see, the thing is, and this is what I was talking about, you have a whole bunch of people who come in with minor problems. Your average person comes in, you know, and they have a really bad cold. They think they might have strep throat. You assign them some antibiotics, and you send them out the door. And they can, you know, they can railroad people like that through, and most people are happy. But it's the cases, the horror stories you hear about Canada, you know, in Canada and things like that, are people who needed a certain kind of, you know, a certain kind of surgery by a certain time, and they're in a line waiting, and they're in pain, and their life is on hold while they're waiting to get a certain kind of surgery, and a lot of them
end up traveling
to America to get that done, because in Canada,
they might even be waiting to be seen by the specialist, and then once they're seen, then they have to wait again to actually have the surgery done. So first you wait to be seen and assessed, then you wait again.
It's very misleading to just survey the population and say, are you happy with the healthcare system, when most of the population is basically healthy most of the time.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Dr.
That's
Patrick?
The issue is, I was just going to say, if you guys, it's because everybody has this idea that, you know, when I talk to people, oh, it'd be great if everybody's covered. But you're forcing doctors, you're basically legislating how I have to run my livelihood when you do that. And who are you to decide how I get to run my business?
Men with guns. They're men with guns. Like you say, if you were to just run your business the way you wanted to, they'd come in and you'd be hurt. They would forcefully stop you.
Yeah. And, you know, and what you guys realize is whoever's voting for this stuff, you're going to be left with the crappiest doctors, the ones that will put up with this stuff and work for nothing.
Well, I hope that some of them at least will operate in the black market. I want a black market doctor if it ever comes to socialist healthcare.
All the crappy doctors can then leave the prisons and then go work out for the regular folks.
Yep, that's it. I mean, you take more options away and add more legislation, and you wonder why healthcare stinks, you know? How can you possibly expect a doctor to be good with that?
Thank you. I really appreciate the expertise. Always good to hear from people on the inside of the industry. Yeah. Almost half of his staff was doing paperwork.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And three out of seven people.
When you look at the amounts that they changed, what they were getting paid, it's great. It's nuts.
It is nuts.
You know, and I was in a socialized medicine system. I was in prison for 9 years, and the doctors, some of them were great guys who really wanted to help. Some of them really stunk and almost killed me.
My goodness. Well, we're done for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Returning tomorrow for the live Saturday edition. Join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.